Becoming April by Sally Ann Castleton. First published 2025. Chapter 1. Eyes Across the Seminar. A romantic crush could be a kind of fever. That's certainly how Noah Elliott explained it to himself anyway. It was something temporary, intense, and irrational, and it would burn itself out if left untreated, he was sure. Still, he found himself attending the women's literature seminar each week like a moth to a lamp. He had no interest in Jane Austen or Bell Hooks or Mary Shelley. He just craved to be near her, Lana St. James, the graduate ta. He knew it was faintly pathetic, but it was a drive of quite some potency. In his regular masturbation fantasies, Lana was the face he saw, as well as imagining more of her. Part of him was ashamed at jerking off over her image, while another felt she should be flattered, if she knew, not that there was any chance of that. She didn't look like the other women in the English department, which was easy to do. She didn't wear cardigans, sensible flat shoes, and there were no clumsy bangs. Lana wore vintage dresses, chunky boots, and a ring on every finger. Her voice was slow, low, and teasing when she spoke to students, her eyes always holding just a second too long. Was she gay? It occurred to Noah that she might be given how she dressed and acted, but in his daily masturbation sessions, she was very definitely heterosexual. Noah was invisible to her, and he liked it that way. He was a far from confident young man, just a ghost in the back row, pretending to take notes, all the while writing nonsense in the margins as he watched her mouth form syllables and wishing he was kissing her or making love. He knew how pathetic it was. He knew how weird it would be if someone discovered the notebook full of idle sketches of her hands, her boots, the faint scar on her lip. He even imagined what Lana might say if she caught him. "That's a little obsessive, baby." She'd probably say it with a smile. And she would be very correct. It was obsessive, and he knew it, but being obsessed was something of his life to date. He tended to obsess over things he collected, books he read, and models he built. Everything had to be perfect and well organized, even if he wasn't himself. Then one Thursday afternoon, his sanctuary of private obsessive imagination cracked. The seminar ended, the clatter of chairs and zippers ringing out like usual. Noah packed his bag quickly, keeping his head down, but as he turned to go, Lana's voice wrapped itself around him like a silk noose. "Noah, stay for a sec." His breath hitched. He froze and then slowly turned around. She was still seated at the front, sorting papers into a worn leather folder. Her nails were black and pointed. Her smile wasn't warm, but it wasn't cold either. It was curious, perhaps a bit academic. He stepped forward. "I've been watching you," she said. Noah blinked. "W what?" His heart skipped a beat. Lana closed her folder with a snap. "You don't talk in class. Ever. But your eyes never stop moving. You watch everything. Especially me." She leaned her elbow on the desk, resting her chin in her hand. "Is it nerves? Shyness? Or something more? Interesting." Noah's heart thudded against his ribs like a frantic fist. I like the class. I didn't think I needed to talk." Lana cocked her head. "But silence says plenty in a room that discusses literature, wouldn't you say?" He swallowed,